الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a few reminders which we usually try and remind ourselves. One is, today is the king of days, Jumu'ah, and the king of ibadat in Jumu'ah is salawat ala nabi. Let us not fall back and read as much salawat as we can. On a daily basis, we should try and read 100 times. And if we read the shortest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa nabiyyil ummi, very comfortably in 2 minutes we can do it. And I don't think anyone can say, I don't have 2 minutes in my daily routine for durood sharif. Even as students, as studious as we may be, but to find 2 minutes, who can say I don't? And on the day of Jumu'ah, when it's our free day, and it's a free day, by the barakat of our akabir, Allah reward them, is for the ibadat of Allah. So on a Jumu'ah, we should increase our durood. The minimum we should increase is 300 times. And some great awliya have written, make it 313, and you'll see great barakat. So at least, otherwise, if we can, and we can, make it 1,000 times, 1,500 times on Jumu'ah, how much we can increase. Another very great ibadat which we should always engage, and especially with all the fitness that are around, recitation of Surah Kahf. Easy it is, which comes in the hadith also, read every day the first and last 10 ayats. So in the morning read the first 10 ayats, and at night the last 10 ayats. It won't take a minute. And nobody can say, I don't have a minute. We can easily read it. And on the day of Jumu'ah, read the whole Surah Kahf. And if we can every day read the whole Surah, it will be a great, great ni'mat, blessing, guidance for us. Our minds will function according to the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And very fortunate is that person whose thinking is not his own thinking, not the thinking of his community and his people and his time, but the thinking of the Quran. If Allah blesses a person to think, but the thinking of the Quran. So tilawat of Quran has got that barakat, and for the present day fitna, Surah Kahf is a great, great remedy for that. And then after Jumu'ah, to read 100 times Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdihi. It takes about 1.5 minutes or so. But 100,000 of our sins are forgiven. And 24,000 sins of our parents are forgiven. And they appreciate it. If all the sins are forgiven, Allah has forgiven them, then it means Allah will raise the stages accordingly. So we should always think of our parents also on a, not only qurbani time, we make qurbani for them, but on a daily basis. Our tilawati, may the sawab pass it to our parents, our marhumin. And our nafal namazes also make and pass the sawabs to all our marhumin. Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Also very important, now and during these months, the Ashhur al-Hurum, the sacred months, which are so valuable, let us all do two things in one, this particular direction, be very regular with our namaz. Whatever habit a person forms during these months, it remains with him for the whole year, for his whole life. So if we become regular with our namazes, Allah will make it possible for us always, with takbir-e-ula, saf-e-ula, reading our full namaz with concentration and devotion, and make effort on others also. Yeah, in the madrasa, we know many of our friends are lax in namaz. Make effort on them. And outside people, the whole ummah, that make dua at least, that namaz, Hadraji, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, we often used to say, let us all get together, and at least make this effort that one faraz of Allah becomes 100% alive. The faraz of namaz, if that becomes alive, whole deen will also become alive. So So Allah give us tawfiq to at least bring it in our own lives and make effort on our with our family people. Instead, when we phone or we speak to our family people, just asking for money or asking for certain things, they advise them on this year, on namaz, etc., on deen. And see how Allah will fulfill our needs without even having to ask them for any spending money, extra money, anything. How Allah will give us. Allah give us all tawfiq. With regard to the sacred month, just more elucidation, explanation. It's in the riwayat that a person who keeps Thursday, Friday and Saturday roza, he will get the sawab of 700 years ibadat. Now just to let that register and settle in our minds and our heart, like that we just did it, we just heard it, but what is it really? Let us just think that what a great, great gift it is from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. The average lifespan of a person according to hadith is 60 to 70 years. So if we take that, the in between 65 years. And 15 years, a person is still not baligh normally. So effectively, it's 50 years. So this is 700. So 50 into 700 is 14 times. So in other words, if we just keep the three rozas, we'll get the sawab of 14 lifespans ibadat. As though we lived 14 times over and over, over and over, and we only made ibadat. Just by keeping three rozas, we can get the sawab, so much sawab. As though we lived 14 lifespans. And at 14 lifespans, we only made ibadat, so much. Another very important point here is also that it is, the sawab is, the ibadat, you get the sawab of 700 years ibadat. Now that also, let us just analyze it a bit more. Which ibadat? The ibadat of the malaika you get, the ibadat of the very, very pious abrar, muqarrabin, or the ibadat of an ordinary Muslim, which ibadat is referred to here? To understand that, if we take one example, if somebody tells his worker, if you do this work for me, then I'll give you so much, 1 year's wages I will give you. So that wages will be his wages. How much he's getting? If he's getting 10,000 rand, then 1 year, 120,000 he will get. So yeah, also that ibadat, it appears, it refers to his ibadat. How much ibadat he's making. So if our ibadat is very little, we'll get 700 years ibadat according to the ibadat we are doing. And from that point also, if we engage in our nawafil, even as students, we not the full nawafil, but many nawafil we can do at least with our five times namaz, the nafils which are there. We can easily make them. So anyway, whatever the level of a person's ibadat is, 700 years sawab will be according to that. If a person's ibadat is very little, then 700 years of that little ibadat sawab. If a person's ibadat is a lot, 700 years sawab of that lot ibadat of his. And ibadat also is in two aspects. One is quantity, how much we make. And one is quality, our concentration, our devotion, our sincerity, etc. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then the subject which I actually wanted to speak on, and that is a very important sunnah also. And that is that whatever wazaif we read, wazifas, etc., and especially at this time on that aspect, because there is a lot of misconception, we are not doing the amal properly, this great sunnah, even here in the madrasa, as the students also, and generally amongst people also. And that is that our wazifas that we have to read after our faraz namazes, those wazifas must be read where there isn't sunnat namaz after the faraz, like fajr and asr, read it after the faraz. But where there is sunnat and muakkada after the faraz namaz, like zuhr, maghrib and isha, then read it after the sunnah muakkada, not before the sunnah, not after the faraz. So to explain this, on one occasion, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, had a program in Darul Uloom Zakaria. We were present with Hazrat. From there, we returned after Isha, after the program, to Maulana Hussein Bayat's house, marhum in Lands. Then I asked Hazrat, I said, Hazrat, that this, you say that we must read it after the Sunnah Muakkada. But it is, we read in the Hadith, Ba'd al-Faridah, Ba'd al-Farai, Ba'd al-Maktuba. So Hazrat, the explanation he gave me, which was so very convincing, I would like to share that so it can help us also. Hazrat said, you have read those few Hadith, 3, 4, 5, 10 Hadith, where it is written, Ba'd al-Faridah, Ba'd al-Maktuba, etc. So you, according to that, you have taken the meaning, it must be read after Faraz Namaz, which means immediately after the Faraz Namaz. But he says, the Fuqaha, the great jurist of Islam, in front of them are all the Ahadith. Their knowledge is so vast. And then again, which Hadith, what category it belongs to. And then again, the implication and the application of the Hadith, how much they have, the Fuqaha, we can never ever come near them. So we must follow not what we are thinking, but what the Fuqaha have said. From there, by Hadrat's Barakat, Allah's Fadl, one example came to my mind, and that is like if there is a court case running of somebody, and it's running for 3 weeks, for 6 months, sometimes 2 years, sometimes 5 years, a court case carries on. And any of us go and listen to the court case, what's happening, the evidence that is being laid. We go for half an hour, we go for for 1 hour, 1 day we listen, but that is carrying on the court case for 6 months, for 2 years, at various intervals. So our listening in 1 hour, and what impression we get, and the judge, the magistrate who is listening for the full period, and is making notes, it is being recorded also. And then in front of him is the law of the country also. According to the law, he has to make a judgment. So is my judgment that I heard for half an hour, I heard for 1 day, or the judge who heard the whole case, and then he heard also the cross-examination, the evidence that was laid from both sides, those who are accusing the accused and may proving him guilty, and then his lawyers who are proving him innocent. All that was in front of the judge for that whole period. Whose evidence is more reliable? Definitely the judge who is listening to everything. And of course he is listening not with an unmindful mind. He is paying full attention. He is making notes also all the time. So just like that, on any masala, what me as an individual, how much I have studied, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, after that, another 20 years we carried on studying with whatever we did. And the jurist and the fuqaha, what they have studied and what is in front of them, whose view is more worthy to follow. It's very, very clear. We follow the jurist, the fuqaha, what they have said. That is that is the correct thing to do. So the fuqaha have written that after faradh namaz, in which there is sunnat muakkada, the dua must be also very short. Even if we make dua, some have stipulated just so much that Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhul jalali wal ikram. And a little bit more, but a short dua, not a very long dua, when there is sunnat muakkada. And where there isn't sunnat muakkada, after fajr, after asr, we can make a long dua, no problem. The imam can make a long dua. But after zuhr, maghrib and isha, it should be a short dua. And then we should read our sunnat muakkada. And the dalail the fuqaha give. It is a sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And the dalail which the fuqaha give is also very, very worthy. And a person becomes fida on the fuqaha. What faqahat Allah has given them, what understanding. They have explained that the sunnat-e-muakkada is mukammil-e-faraid. that whatever deficiency was left in our farz, it will be covered up with the sunnah-e muakkada. That's why Allah has kept that sunnah-e muakkada there. So, and the most important, they explained, are the faraid. We must do the farz first. And this is to complete and perfect the farz. So that he gives, that is great, great preference that is got over the wazaif that we read. Wazifas will be read afterwards. But this is the most important, that our farz must be done properly. And sunnat-e muakkada is mukammil-e faraid. So our faraid will be done properly. So we should first read our sunnat-e muakkada so that our faraid are in the bag, so to say. We have done them properly. We should try and make our faraids properly. But then Allah has given us the sunnat-e muakkada to bring them to perfection. So that is which we must give preference for. And then afterwards, you can read as long as you want to. In fact, it is Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, of all our kabir, but of him it is particularly noted, he should come early for namaz, and after namaz, he should sit in the masjid for a while still. And when asked for that, he says, as long when you come to the masjid and you have come for namaz, the malaika keep on making dua for you. And after namaz, you sit in your place, your wuzu doesn't break, you don't speak to anyone, worldly things, till then the malaika are making dua for you. So he says, just by sitting here, I'm getting the dua of the malaika. So you finish your sunnat-e muakkada, and then after that, you read your nafal, after that, you read your wazifas. While you are reading, you have got the company of the malaika. You are getting the du'as of the malaika. Allah's rahmat is pouring down upon you. So that is the correct way to do our wazifas. Every person and everyone must have wazifas. It is narrated, مَنْ لَا وِرْدَ لَهُ لَا وَارِدَ لَهُ. A person who haven't got any wird, any wazifas to read, nothing comes in his heart. La warida, and that warid, Allah opens your understanding of deen. Allah puts the love of deen. You become a die hard for deen, for the sunnah. All that Allah Ta'ala puts. But that is when your heart, when Allah pours it in your heart. And that is according to this maqula of the pious, that when we read, we have got wazifas to read. And we read our wazifas, then Allah opens the heart and warid. A visitor, this great visitor of Allah, the love of deen, understanding of deen, to be a die heart of deen, that comes in the heart. So, we should be always particular about this aspect. Some people have complained like of our masjid, yeah. They say that after Farz Namaz, the students just keep on sitting. And then, as if somebody is going to give them some shirni. They are waiting for some sweet meat that is going to be distributed. Now, after the farz, when the dua is made, then stand up. Some of fuqaha are even averse to the announcements that are made after farz namaz. That is also, you are delaying the sunnat-e muakkada. They don't like that also. So that shows that how close it should be. There should be no separation between the farz and the sunnat-e muakkada. It should be done sort of together. Don't waste time. After the farz is finished, you made your salam, you made your short dua, then stand up and read your sunnat-e muakkada, those namazes that have sunnat-e muakkada. Then you want to read wazifa, you can read. After that, as much time as you have got, read, and read quite a bit. There is great, great virtues of it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this and to practice upon our deen as deen is required. And this practice is the practice of all our akabir, which we call our akabir and our aslaf, and they learned it from their elders. And this has come from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that after Farz Namaz, read your sunnat-e muakkada first, read your nawafil also, how much Allah gives you tawfiq, make your wazifas also, read your wazifas. One objection some people have is that if you don't do it after Farz, it gets left out. Afterwards, then you don't think about it. It's just a matter of training oneself. and to bring any habit in a person, like for example, during this Ayyam-e-Tashreeq, to read the Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, after the Faraid. For men it's not a problem, because always there will be somebody who remembers, who will read, and we get reminded. But the women have a problem, because they read individually, and many times they forget, they don't think. So they make some Takbir of that. They put on a little piece of paper, they paste it just there, somewhere, where they are going to make namaz, where their eyes will fall, so that they can get reminded. Or anything else they do, something like that to remind them. So the same way, the wazifas, we want to read Ayatul Kursi, etc. And these wazif are very, very valuable also. For some particular, there are a lot of wazifas, but this one I will mention, which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, also mentioned, and our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi also mentioned. And that is these four verses of the Quran. Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu Sharif, Ayatul Kursi, and Ayatul Kursi, the two ayats, Shahid Allah Annahu La Ilaha Illahu, and in Deena Indallahi Islam, those two, and Qulillahumma Malikal Mulk, and the ayat after that. These ayat, when Allah was going to reveal them, they complained to Allah Ta'ala. And they said, oh Allah, you are sending us down to people who are khunrez, who are murderers, whose hands are blood on their hands, who commit great, great sins. You are going to send us to such people? Who commits a great, great sins. What type of sins mankind commits? Allah Ta'ala took qasam of himself. I swear by myself that whoever will read these ayats after Faraz namaz, it comes after Faraz, but meaning effectively, whether sunnat-e-mu'akkada, after the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, then first four great virtues are mentioned. The first is, Allah says, I will look at those people 70 times a day with mercy. And 70 in Arabic is for kasrat, for abundance. That means, effectively, continuously, Allah will look at that person who reads this four sets of ayats. Allah will look at him with mercy the whole day. The second is, I will give him a place in Jannatul Firdaus, in Haziratul Quds. Jannatul Firdaus is the highest place of Jannat. And in there, the highest choice place is Haziratul Quds. A very, very special place in Jannatul Firdaus. And I will save that person in one riwayat of 99 diseases. The lowest of which, depression, worry, anxiety, which eats up a person. That a person doesn't want to speak to anyone. He doesn't want to do anything. Doesn't even make namaz. He's just lying. He doesn't want to eat. He's gone in such a recluse. Allah will save him of that. Another riwayat, that of 70 diseases, the lowest of problems, the lowest of which is poverty. Allah will save that person from poverty. So, from poverty, Allah will save that person. And all the others, that's the lowest. And the other bigger things, all that also Allah will save him. And Allah will save him from all types of depression, anxiety, perplexion, all that Allah will save him. And the fourth is, Allah will save him from his enemies, and in fact give him an upper hand over his enemies. The enemies won't be able to harm him, he will have the better of his enemies. So just to read that after Faraz namaz, which means that where there is sunnat-e-mu'akkada, after those sunnat-e-mu'akkada we read, and we get this great, great virtues. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand our deen correctly. And for that, there is no other way but to stay with our elders. And that is why I mentioned that I asked Hazrat on that particular occasion when we were returning. We had the occasion to stay with our great elders, and then we learned deen in a practical way. Otherwise, these things, even our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi mentioned, you will never find this written in kitabs anywhere. This you will find when you are in the company of these people. So to get the proper understanding of deen, we need the sohbat of the righteous and the pious. And that is so evident that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there were no greater fuqaha than them, no greater muhaddithin, no greater mufassirin, no greater muftis than them, no greater mujahideen than them, no greater namazis, rozedar, saimin. No, the ummah can't compare with the Sahaba. But they are not known as the great fuqaha. They are not known as the great mujahideen. They are, all of them are known by one name, Sahaba. Allah has made this and put it on everyone's tongue. The companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba ikram. And all that comes from sohbat. And every Sahabi became a Sahabi, not the number of namazes he read, not any exam he wrote and he passed the exam. All of them, just by virtue of sohbat, became a Sahabi. And the whole Ummah's awliya together cannot compare with the lowest ranking of the Sahaba. Such a position. Hazrat Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh was a great, great man. Very great man. But Nabi Ali salatu wasalam so great told Hazrat Umar, you will meet Uwais Qarni after my demise, after I leave this world. Ask him to make dua for you and dua for the Ummah. When Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said that, what must be the position of Uwais Qarni? That telling a man like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I may ask him to make dua for you and for the Ummah. What must be his position? But he's not a Sahabi. And he had a valid reason of not coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother was ill and he was looking after his mother. But still, he did not become a Sahabi. And the position of a Sahabi is so great. So the sohbat to learn our deen, and can just mention quickly also, very sadly, which also we must be aware for ourselves, and we must not fall in the traps. We had one of our ex-students, Maulana Muhammad Yusuf of the UK, with us this few days. He's still in the country, I think. He explained that in London, now they are having part-time alim courses, 6 to 9 at night, and a 5-year course. So the person will work the whole day and only 6 to 9, 3 hours for 5 years, and he'll be graduated as an alim. What will be that? What kind of an alim will that be? When the ulama, when our 6-year course also is not enough. And the original course of the Darul Uloom Deoband till today is 9 years, full time, intensive. So 5 years, 3 hours a day, and part time when your mind is all in your dunya, and you're just coming for your cause a little while. And then he complained further that there's some alim, senior alim, who has got an online cause now. So online, you can never become an alim, what is called an alim. It is just information you can get. Common example I give, that online, you can perhaps get married, make an offer, proposal of marriage, and perhaps acceptance with the witnesses, perhaps the muftis allow it. But if all the muftis also give fatwa and it is allowed, online you'll never get a baby. For a baby, you'll have to meet, even if it's 1 minute, 2 minutes you meet. But you'll have to meet to get a baby, to get the anwar of deen. You'll have to have one-to-one relationship with your ustad. Online correspondence, that is, by that you can get information. But knowledge of deen, ilm, al-ilmu nurun, that nur, which is ilm, that you can't get online. That nur will never come through live streaming or anything else. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen properly, and this amal of after our faraz namazes, a short little we engage ourselves and then make our sunnah muakkada, then read, and definitely read our wazifas, but read them in the right place. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.